This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello. And welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 12th. Americans consistently rank our 16th U.S. president, Abraham Lincoln, as the greatest in American history. And on this day in 1809, Honest Abe was born in a log cabin in Hodgenville, Kentucky. Lincoln was elected president at age 51, just before the outbreak of the Civil War. By the time Lincoln was inaugurated, 7 southern states had already seceded from the Union. Surprising fact, in addition to being one of our most popular presidents, Lincoln is also a member of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. He reportedly won all but one of his 300 wrestling matches. And he's not the only president who enjoyed the sport. Andrew Jackson, Zachary Taylor, Ulysses S. Grant, Chester Arthur, William Howard Taft, Theodore Roosevelt, and Calvin Coolidge were also wrestlers. Also on this day in history, in 1912, the last Chinese emperor was forced to abdicate. In 1999, President Clinton was acquitted after a 5-week impeachment trial. And in 2002, Slobodan Milosevic went on trial for war crimes. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, February 13th, 1861. Today, the Capitol attack of 1861. The country has just come through a contentious election. The winner is Abraham Lincoln. He's a Republican. He's opposed to slavery and against its expansion. And pro-slavery voters think that Lincoln's election spells the end of their way of life. And they're not having it. On the morning of February 13th, anti-Lincoln rioters begin pouring into the streets. Their goal? To stop the electoral count. What happened when a mob of anti-Lincoln rioters tried to take over the U.S. Capitol? How did American democracy handle the test? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.